Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. I'm joined here in studio with Angela Lang as my co-host today. And we just have one more segment of the show left. Yeah. All of a sudden, that went fast.
It flies every time.
It flies. So I wanted to talk to you about this. There was a really interesting piece I read over the holidays, and I wanted to talk about this on the show. And the title of the piece from the publication called Semaphore was The Things We Got Wrong in 2024. So the piece goes, interviews like, I don't know, dozens of media figures who all chimed in with what they got wrong in 2024. And I like this as an exercise.
Yes.
Because I think it brings some, you know, kind of self-reflection, some accountability.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people in the media who will throw around a lot of takes about certain things and then never return to them and say like, hey, I was wrong about this.
Yeah.
And whatever. So we only have just a few minutes to go through this. So we'll just each do one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we each got wrong in 2024 before we turn the page to 2025 here.
So to be clear, in prepping for this, I had a long list, but I will do one. I think a lot of us, including myself, underestimated like how much people were actually hurting and how that impacted how they were going to show up and some of the desperation that I think led to it. I think we knew that people were deeply cynical, but I think that there was this idea of like people are going to drag their feet as long as possible, but then they're just going to show up at the end of the day. Mm. You know, there's going to be like kind of the surge of energy. Okay, fine. We're going to do what we need to do. I don't like it, but we're going to do it. And like that didn't happen. And I think it was rooted in people being just feeling just so hurt, you know, whether through the economy or however they're experiencing the economy, how they're dealing with, you know, trauma in other ways. And I think people really were like, screw it, let's throw something at the wall and see if it sticks, because I remember what happened with these checks in 2020 and I need those again. But then also conversely, people severely underestimated things like Project 2025 and said, that's so ridiculous, that could never happen, that's just a scare tactic. So I think you know, both kind of sides kind of missed that mark, and then also how it showed up in the November election too.
Yeah. I will say one thing that I got wrong is I thought the Liz Cheney overtures would matter in the end.
I did too.
And I think, you know,
I didn't like it, but I thought it would do a thing.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I came of age as a Bush era.
Yep.
Anti-Bush.
Yep.
Liberal. And so anybody with the Cheney name, I'm just going to be like, what are we doing here? But one of the things that made me think that that was going to make a difference was the midterm results in 2022 and like all of the election denier type candidates really lost in bigger numbers than I think a lot of people expected.
Yeah.
You know, you had Tim Michaels losing in Wisconsin. You had, Carrie Lake losing in Illinois.
Yeah.
Arizona. And you had a lot of these types of candidates who were, you know, very much part of that like Trump MAGA election denier fringe, and they all lost. And it's, I thought the Liz Cheney piece would give some sort of permission structure for people who had voted Republican in the past. Mm-hmm. And this being the first presidential election since January 6th, since so many of the, you know, and in Wisconsin, it was like the Gableman stuff. And like each state had these versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, you know, that that choice of, you know, bringing Liz Cheney to Ripon, Wisconsin, and bringing her to Waukesha County, I thought that would make a little bit more of a difference than it did. And now I think, it, you know, and Ben Wickler mentioned this in his interview on The Daily Show, is just saying that, like, you know, we did a little bit better in Waukesha County. Like that was still, you know, still moving in our direction, but it didn't move enough.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and I think part of catering an election strategy to suburban ex-Republicans, I think that can come at the expense of, you know, losses elsewhere.
Your
base, and so, like, I think those working class voters in Western Wisconsin that have really zoomed towards Trump in the last couple of election cycles, you know, less so in 2020, much more so in this last election, I think bringing, and those were voters who were very much like Obama voters in 2008, and they wanted that change as well. And I think, you know, bringing the Cheney name back into the mix. And maybe the lesson here is just who runs against the Bush-Cheney administration the hardest is going to win the election.
Seriously.
But I thought that would work, and I don't think that it did.
I mean, I get the strategy of why. I didn't like it as, again, the same first thing I got involved with.
It was like a tough pill to swallow, but let's do it.
Yeah, and I think it did make up some ground. I saw the strategy. I knew what they were doing. But at the same time, it did, as you said, it didn't make up enough ground.
Yeah.
And I don't think it took away votes, but it did piss people off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if, like, us lefties, we still did what we needed to do, but people were not happy about that. But, like, it's, at the end of the day, hindsight's 20/20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious their line of thinking or information or data or polling that saw that gave them the idea that this was a path to close the gap. Again, I see the strategy, but part of me is like, what were y'all thinking?
Yeah.
What did you know that
we did? There were trade-offs in that strategy.
Exactly.
And that, I saw the strategy too. And I saw, like, half of undecided voters are these, you know, suburban Republican, whatever. But I think if you're emphasizing catering a message to the suburbs, it's going to come at the expense of some working class voters. And I think that's what happened in a lot of ways too. So I was wrong on that one.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll take the L. That's okay.
We all, I think, figured out some stuff and I let this be an example that we all should reflect on what we got wrong, including consultants.
Yeah.
But let's do more of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. It's not hard. It's not scary. It's fine. Yeah. We were wrong. Okay.
Yeah, we can move on. We can. This is what the recombobulation process is.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you all for joining us for this afternoon. I will be back in this chair tomorrow, guest hosting the Maggie Dawn Show as well. I'll be joined by another award-winning recombobulation area contributor, Phil Rocco.
Shout out, Phil.
He's going to be joining us tomorrow. Angela, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Super fun.
And thanks to all of you in the Civic Media Extended Universe for listening today. Thanks to Cardi on the board. And stay tuned for what's next here across the Civic Media Network.